Psalms 88, starting at verse number 6. Amen. If you got in your Bible, I got a Thompson chain. It says it's a song or a psalm for the sons of Korah to the chief musician.
Yep.
Amen. Those names of Heman. Praise God. Amen. Verse number 6. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Verse number 9. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee.
Yes.
Verse number 12. Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? Amen.
Oh,
thank you for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord here tonight. Amen. From those three verses, I want to deal with a little thought that's on my heart today. Amen. As we said, this chapter is no doubt one of the saddest in the Bible. Amen. This chapter is a prayer. It is a plea from the heart of a broken heart. Amen.
Right.
Heman here. I looked at this. John Phillips, I read some on him. There's two men named Heman. I remember the Heman of Samuel's grandson, Joel's son, which was named Heman, if you remember. He was the leader of the music, the chief musician.
Yeah.
What was it? He had 14 sons and 3 daughters. Heman. Amen. And he was that great musician. This is not that Heman. This Heman was an advisor. He was an officer to the king.
Right.
Amen. Possibly to David, but for sure he was the king's advisor to Solomon. Amen. Heman sought here the advice of some older and some younger men's advice, and he ended up taking the younger men's advice. Amen. And Phillips even went into the depth that said that Heman here, it appeared that he had some type of leprosy. Amen. But none regardless, he had lost his job of advisor. Amen. Some type of sickness and plea here had ransacked his body. Amen. He said, mine eye mourneth by reason of mine affliction.
Yeah.
Amen. He says, I called on thee. Amen. Praise God. One day. Amen. And he said, God, would you help me? Mine eye mourneth, verse 9, by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. Praise God. Amen. Heman said, I'm in one of the hardest battles in all of my life. Praise God.
Oh, man.
It's a dark day. Verse number 12 said, it's darkness all around. Can I find God in a dark time? Amen.
Yeah.
And he said right here in verse number 9, he said, I have called upon thee daily.
Yeah.
Praise God. I have stretched out my hand unto you daily. God, I need you every day of my life.
Yeah.
If God would help us for just a few moments tonight, I'd like to preach to somebody that's got a heavy heart in this house. And you say, how am I going to make it? Amen.
Come on,
how am I going to make it through this hard time in my life? How am I going to make it in this dark hour? I'm going to preach to you tonight how you're going to make it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Praise God. Daily, amen, said, amen, have I called upon you, God? Amen. And I believe you're hearing me when I pray.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Great God. David cried unto the Lord in Psalms chapter 119 and verse 133. And David said, Lord, would you order my steps in thy word? Amen. And let not iniquity have dominion over me. Notice this. David said, God, would you order my steps?
Thank
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't say, Lord, amen, would you watch over me all the way through next week? Praise God. Brother Tommy, he didn't say, Lord, would you help me through next year? But he said, God, I need my next step.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey, God, I need you to help me. Amen. I'm not looking at tomorrow. Amen. I'm not even looking ahead to next year. But God, I need you to help me today. Amen. I'm in a decision time in my life. I'm in a dark power in my life. And God, I need you to help me today. Yes. Hallelujah. Honor my steps, Lord. Give me the step of today. Hey, God. Lord, would you give me strength to be able to stand it today?
Yes.
Hey, God, David also said in Psalm 119 and 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. Hey, great God, it might be dark, but God said, take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Lord, you're light unto my path. There's darkness, Heman said, all around me. Amen. There's trouble, havoc in my body. Leprosy maybe has got a hold on me. But he said, oh God, you're a lamp unto my feet. And if I look, he'll give me light for today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that tonight, church? Aren't you glad that God is a God that'll help his people today? Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Every day he'll give us help. Amen. I'm going to get to some more of these here in a moment in depth. But in Exodus 16 and 4, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate. Amen. When they going to get it? God said, I'm going to give you manna on Monday, and it's going to carry you all the way through Sunday. Is that what he said? Hey, Bible readers, help me out here. But God said, Moses, I will give my people bread every day. Hallelujah. Thank God, when you get up in the morning and the sun begins to shine, go out on the grass and I will feed you from heaven's oven every single day. Don't worry, I'm not ready to be done already. But I come to tell somebody in this house tonight, God said my blessings are new every day. When you wake up, I'm going to feed you out of my oven. Great God, when you wake up and you need strength to live, great God, he said, I'll give it to you every day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week. But he said, I'm going to help you today.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I told you before. Amen, Sister Martin. Remember Sister Martin? Had that invalid son, Danny. He was MR, and she worried herself sick.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard her in a nice way. I heard her talk about that, and it worried her. And in some sense, maybe she cried. What am I going to do with Danny? She knew she was 87, I think. 87, and she knew her days were numbered. And she said, what am I going to do with Danny? She worried me and wearied me over that. I was praying one day for Sister Martin, and the Lord gave me this verse. And I came to church and preached the whole message to her. Amen. Deuteronomy 33 and 25. Amen. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass.
Yeah.
As thy days, praise God. He said, as a number of thy days, so shall thy strength be. God said, as the days come, I'll give you strength to live them.
Yeah.
Thank God, don't worry about tomorrow. But when you get up today, amen, cry and say, oh God, I need strength to live today.
Woo!
Hey, would you order my steps, David said, today.
Yeah,
I need to make another step today. Hallelujah. I need you to hold my hand today. God said, hey, I'll rain out manna, amen, every day. Amen. Thank God on the grass. And notice this. If Israel took up too much, more than they needed, what happened? It spoiled.
Yeah.
Worms got in it. It went bad. It ruined. Why? Because God said, amen, I need you to depend upon me. And God, that's why Matthew 6 and 11 said, when the disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Remember what God told them there? Amen. Matthew said, amen, he looked at his disciples and he said, pray like this. Give us this day our daily bread. Hey, amen. I come to tell somebody in this house tonight, I was going to preach on the sower, sowing the good seed. That was my message. Had 3 points in a poem. Man, I was anxious to preach it. Hey, but today I laid down to take a little nap, and I wallered Amen. It wasn't even dark yet, praise God. And I watered that bed, and the silk come in there, and she said, "You going to take a nap or not?" I said, "No, I'm getting up. This thought was on my mind." And I watered and I wrote. I don't have 3 points in a poem. I just got a word from the Lord. And I got upstairs and got to praying and got to studying. Lord, give it to me. And I'll go preach it. And I feel like the Lord said, "Give us this day our daily bread." How's the Lord going to help you? He's going to help you today. Amen. Am I going to be able to make it? I'm going to be able to make it today. I don't know if I can make it tomorrow. I don't know if I can make it next year. But this one thing I know, as the number of my days be, so shall thy strength be.
Woo!
I can live today in the strength of God. I can make it today if God helps me. And I come to tell us, there's heavy hearts, Sister Carol, in this house. We've lost loved ones, Brother Artie. We've got sickness, Brother Keith. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, our bodies are ravaged with pain and sugar diabetes. Amen, great God reports ain't looking good, Brother Tommy. But I come to tell us, in this house, the Holy Ghost woke me up, amen, this afternoon, and said, "Hey, I'll give you strength today. I'll give you help today. Don't worry about next week, but I'll help you today."
This old lady,
Brother Earl, had cancer.
Oh God.
Come down with cancer. I think they gave her like a year or less to live. Amen. She had a young son. It worried her mind. Night in and night out. She went to the pastor for help and counsel. What am I going to do with my son when I die? Hey, what am I going to do? Hey, he's young and he needs me. Amen. What am I going to do? Am I going to be able to raise my son? And that pastor looked at that woman with a bad diagnosis and he said, "I don't know how long you'll be able to raise him, but can you raise him today?" Hey, amen. She said, "Yes, I think I can raise him today." Hey, I come to preach to you tonight. She got up the next morning when the sun come up and she is praying, "Lord, give me strength today to do my daily work. Give me strength today to wash the clothes. Give me strength today to cook my son's supper. Give me strength today to lead and raise my boy." And she raised him that day. And she woke up the next day, "Lord, help me raise my boy. Help me do my daily work." And she got through that day until days turned into months and months turned into years. And that boy grown up, hey, and had a boy of his own. And years went by. And every day she said, "God, I need strength today." And she lived because she was trusting in the strength of a God every day.
Woo!
Hey, I come to tell somebody, ask him when you get up, give me strength. Ask him when you go to bed, give me strength. And God said, "I'll give you steps every day."
Yes!
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Every day I'll give you strength.
Yes.
Brother Kurt tells, Brother John tells, I've heard all them years when I went to Flatwoods. Heard them tell it. Kurt and John tells it the best. Naturally, it's their grandma.
Yeah.
But their grandma Porter,
yeah.
Portal. Hey, man, diagnosed with cancer. Give her 6 months to a year. Something like that to live. Hey, man, she got saved. And she went down to the prayer meeting. And the Holy Ghost spoke. Hey, man, and told her to come to them prayer meetings 7 times.
Yeah.
Said, "You come to this prayer meeting 7 times. And on the 7th time, I'm going to heal your body." Woo! Amen. It took her 6 months. I think Brother Kurt said the other day when he told it. Amen. It took her 6 months to make it to church 7 times. Cancer had ravaged her body. Dying every day. Weaker every day. So sick she didn't have no strength. But she mustered out. Every time she had enough strength to make it. But on the 7th time, God met her because of her faithfulness. Hey, I think she lived till she is 90 something years old. She lived 50 many years after that. She had a death sentence, but she beat it because when she got up, she said, Lord, I need you to give me my steps today.
Yeah.
Give me strength today.
Woo.
Give me manna today. Give me my daily bread today. Hey, I come to tell us in this house tonight, God said, I'll give you strength today.
Yes.
Never one time do we hear,
amen, that he promises us, amen, in advance. But he always says, hey, I'll meet the need.
Yes.
I'll supply a way. I'll be a God today.
Right.
Hey,
right.
He's a God of right now. I said he's a God of today.
Sure. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey, woo! I'm about to feel like preaching here.
Come on.
Ezra chapter number 3, verse number 4 said, they kept also the feast of the tabernacles as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings. Great God, God said, offer them up daily.
Amen.
I can't offer up an offering for tomorrow, but I can offer it up today.
Right.
Hey, Lord, I come to tell us here, help me, God, to be faithful today.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Kirk preached that message the other night.
Shoot.
Come to my heart, I guess it's been a month or so ago. Hey, amen. Some of you remember on Thursday night he showed up. Hey, amen. Out of the blue there and just preached for us that night. And he was talking about all that. Brother Kurt's had stents since his 30s, I think. 36. Hey, amen. He's got 10 or 12 stents in his heart now. And he's a praying, oh God, hey, amen, how am I going to make it? Hey, God, he's told me before, just me and him, preacher friend to preacher friend, talking on the phone. And he'd say, now I got these grandbabies. I got these kids. Hey, amen, we built this church. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Hey, amen, I don't know if I'm going to die of a heart attack or not. Hey, sound like he prayed through on it. Hey, amen, and there about, hey, amen, a few weeks ago, hey, amen, he said the Lord spoke, if you remember, and said over there when he's read the scripture, choose life and not death. Hallelujah. And Brother Gabbard came by and prophesied to him and said, I see you walking way down the road. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, all because of your faithfulness. God said, I'll bless you. Hezekiah opened his petition up before the Lord. And Hezekiah said, God, I'm going to give you everything I got. I'll be faithful. I'll walk by your side. Here I am, Lord. You can have everything there is of me. And God said, Hezekiah, I'm going to spare your life. And he lived 15 more years. Past the death sentence. I come to tell us, he'll give you strength to live every day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. The meaning here simply that is of regular day-by-day supply of our needs. Great God, give us today our daily bread. God is fostering in us a daily dependence upon him. Amen. Michelle's been worried about Hudson. Amen. He ain't been eating good. He's cutting more teeth in the top. Amen. I see whiteness poking through the gums. Amen. She's been worrying herself to death. Is he going to eat good? Do I need to give him formula? That's the way women work. She's been wearying me about it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Hey, God, amen. Only thing I know to tell you is, amen, give him enough today. Hey, amen, feed him today. Amen, every day will take care of itself.
Right.
I said, trust God today.
Yeah.
Glory. Amen, trust him today. And let the years take care of themselves.
Woo. Yes, Lord.
I've told you before, Dan Betzer, I read. Amen. Betzer said that his Aunt Faye, there was no Betzer saved until his Aunt Faye, his dad's sister, I think it was. Amen. Faye Betzer, which her married name was something else. Hey, But he said his Aunt Faye was in the hospital out there in the Midwest, Iowa, or somewhere there in the hospital. That old Assemblies of God preacher came by 50, 60, I guess by this time 70 years ago. Amen. She had breast cancer, dying, the last stages of breast cancer. They gave her days. I'm not talking months. They gave her days to live. Hey, I'm preaching here to somebody.
Come on.
Don't worry, I'm not done. You'll have your chance to pray. But I'm now preaching to you what the Lord gave me.
Come on.
Amen. He's had faith. They said by this time she was so weak and so sick she couldn't even really get awake. She was going to a semi-coma. And that old, amen, Smith, Willis Smith, amen, was the name of that old Assemblies of God Pentecostal preacher. And he said he was there visiting somebody from his church. And he went around that corner and he went and got on the elevator. But he said as he was walking to the elevator, he looked in a room and he just saw the glimpse that looked like a corpse. Amen. Somebody dying. Naturally, he didn't know him, so he kept going. He got to the elevator and pushed the button to go down. And he said the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, go back to that room and pray for them. Amen. So he, at a moment's notice, he turned around. He walked in that room, family members sitting around. And he said, introduced himself. I'm the pastor of the church down the road. And the Lord said, come in here and pray. And those people with no faith at all, sinners, amen, said, well, you can pray all you want. But they gave her, I think it was 3 or 6 days to live. He said he prayed for her, looked like a corpse, laying there in a hospital bed. And he laid hands on her, prayed for her, and did what the Lord said. And he leapt out of that hospital room. Hey, I guess give me his number. Sorts of things like that. Said, call me if you need me. Amen. Maybe went back a time or two. And by the 2 or 3 days later, he come to visit her in the hospital. And they had her up in a wheelchair. And they was pushing her out the door, discharging her to go home. She should have died. But God miraculously healed her. And she said, I got to get down to that church. Hey, amen. She come down, is that faith? Amen. And she got saved in that old time Assemblies church. Amen. And she got saved. And Dan Metzer said he remembered several years later in Sunday school when they said, amen, the mom that brings the most church, her kids, amen, gets a flower or some kind of prize, you know, on Easter. And they said this family stand, and one family had 20-some, 30. Other family had 40-some. He said one family had 50-some. And they said, would the Metzer family stand? And Dan Metzer said, I remember as a little boy, none of us had ever got saved if it hadn't been for Aunt Faye. He said, but 76 of us stood up one Sunday in service. All of us stood up because God gave somebody the grace to live another day. Hey, I come to tell us, I said he'll give us grace to make it one more day. I said one more. Hey, God give me strength to live today.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, give us strength. Amen. To make it today. But without faith, Hebrews said, it is impossible to please God. We got to have faith that God's going to help me today. Oh, Lord, I know, God, you can help us. You can give us manna today. The children of Israel were, amen, starving in the wilderness. And God said, manna in the wilderness. Hey, God. Amen. Romans said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by what? The just shall live by what?
Faith.
I said, the just shall live. Hey, I ain't charismatic. I'm Pentecostal holiness. I said, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
And God's going to help me today. I said faith that is going to heal me today. I said faith that is going to save my family today. I said God is able. The just shall live by faith.
Jesus. Holy, 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 holy.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Reese, he's a history buff. Reese, I bet you didn't know this. Amen. William Penn, the founder of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, was well liked by the Indians.
Yeah.
Amen. Once they told William Penn he could have as much of their land as he could encompass on foot in a single day. So early the next morning, William Penn went out to stake his land.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
All right.
He walked as fast and hard as he could from daylight to dark, and he staked off his land, and much of that land is known as the city of Philadelphia today. And the Indians were surprised. They said, "White man, you're our friend. We love you very much, but we did not think you would take us at our word." So at their word, they gave William Penn the city of Philadelphia. Hey, and they said, "Hey, we didn't think you'd claim it." But William Penn said, "Why not? It was there to claim." Hey, I come to tell us tonight, God said, "I want you to stake it off." Hey, I said, "The just, I'm done here. I said, "The just shall live by faith." Stake it off. Claim it. What God is going to bless you. Great God is going to give me the strength today.
Yes.
Stand with me across this house.
Holy, 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 holy.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He's our substance for every day.
Yes, he is.
Just like Hudson's got to depend on mom. Amen. Every day.
Right.
We got to depend on God.
Yeah.
Every day. Woo! Great God, I come to tell you. Amen. You need to look the devil right square in the eyes tonight.
Come on.
Amen. The devil's wooling your mind over off in the distance. The devil's wooling us. It'll never be the same.
Sure.
Look at what you've went through. Look at the darkness. Heman said, "Amen. The darkness has encompassed me all about. What am I going to do?" But he said, "I've cried," verse number 9, "I've cried unto you, Lord, daily for my help." Somebody in this house needs to start crying today. Lord, give me strength today. Lord, to live. Give me strength, God, today to overcome. I've got some things I'm struggling with. I got some things the devil's wooling with me on. I tell you what you better do. You better get rid of them today and trust God today.
Yes, yes.
Somebody help me up here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Stake it off.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Stake your land off. Claim it today.
Yes, God.
You preach a name it, claim it. I don't care what you call it. You're preaching the Bible.
Right.
And the just shall live by
faith.
The just shall live by
faith.
I said the just shall live by
faith.
I said the just shall live by faith.
Hey,
I'm going to read you a few more. Nehemiah 8 and 8. Also, day by day, from the first day until the last, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, day by day. Amen. Psalm 61 and 8. So will I praise, sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Every day, Lord.
Yeah.
Great God. Mine eyes, amen, mourneth by reason, I read to you, of affliction. But Lord, I called unto you daily.
Yeah.
Hey, Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate. Amen. Get down by the gate and watch every day. Hey, God, Luke 9:23. And he said to them, amen, all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. It didn't stop there. Take up his cross. When?
Daily.
Yeah. Take up your cross. When?
Daily.
Every day. I got a heavy load to bear. Amen. Praise God, I got problems ahead of the road. God said, take it up every when? I said every day. I said every day. Great God, I said every day. Brother Arnie, I said every day.
ain't God in this house until I feel better than every one of you. I said, God said, every day, amen, look out to the gates and trust me every day. Somebody in this house needs to claim it. The just shall live by faith every day.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Is that all right, Brother Earl? Daily.
Yes.
I said daily. Amen. Am I done yet? Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another
daily.
While it is called today. Daily. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. He said you need to, amen, exhort one another daily.
Yep.
Great God, you're in a heavy place. I'm going to help you daily. There ain't nothing like somebody coming helping you lift the load. I said there ain't nothing like somebody coming by to help you carry the burden.
Yeah.
I said, hey, amen, when you're down and out, amen, and you said, Lord, there's only one set of footprints in the sand. Where was you? And God said, daily, when you was down and out, I had you carry you along the way. Every day. Hey, David said in another place, daily he lowereth me with his benefits. Hey, I come to tell you, every day, God's been good to me.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
Bless him. You said I've got the victory by now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Every day.
Every day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said every day.
Yes, God.
God said, I'm going to give you strength. Give me a couple more verses. A couple more verses. I know you're standing. Give me like 2 minutes. Hey. Amen. Isaiah 40:31.
Yeah.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall what? You got to wait on him daily. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. What he say? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Every day. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. When's he gonna strengthen you? Next week. I tell you, he strengthens us today. Every day I wake up, he's gonna give me his benefits. Every day he'll be my strength. Daniel said, I'm done, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt my flatteries. But the people that do know their God,
yes,
shall be strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And new exploits.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! I can be strong today.
Yes.
I can do exploits today because he is my God. Stand with me right here. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Who'll be the first one? This is your service now. Amen. I've just spent the last 35 minutes preaching. Amen. I'm sweating. Great God, sweat running off my face, down my nose, on my Bible, on the microphone. Hey, I've done my part. Now it's up to you. Am I going to get help today? Here's this altar. Here's a place you need to pray through and say, God, it's a dark. Even said it's dark. Hey, there's darkness all around, but I'm going to cry unto you daily. Lord, I've laid my petitions, Hezekiah said.